when you look at the reporting and you look at what we know, you say bingo, basically, because what you have here is an understanding of just how wieldy this whole process has become. And it didn't just start that way around 9/11. There were lots of elements that were built into this process many years in the making. It's just exploded after 9/11. And it's not a bad thing in every sense of the word, but in some senses, yes. Not a bad thing that we average Joes don't necessarily know all the facts and figures and who the names are and where everything is, but it's not a good thing when top government officials don't.
So your thoughts then, I mean, I understand that your experience is somewhat limited, but you do cover this every single day. Have you seen it growing, or have you gotten the impression that this is a bigger community than maybe it had first been envisioned, or maybe than it started out?
My real confrontation with it, I should say, happened right around 2005, when it was very clear that the Homeland Security of this nation had become an industry, more than just a department, but it had become an industry. And that industry at that point was close to $1 billion doing that kind of business then.
That was 5 years ago.
Right. So we're 10 years going on 11 years into this in the next year or so. So you can't look at the exponential multiplication of all these monies because you don't know who all the players are.
Right.
But let's get down to what it is that I deal with and know about, and that is the number of threats that are out there and what the threats are using to multiply themselves exponentially, and that is the internet, smart technology, and just the basis, the same basis that we as, you know, everyday technologically savvy citizens use, high definition, Bluetooth, that kind of thing. All of these things are technologies that are out there in the general mainstream. And when you use the premise that people like Osama bin Laden and Anwar al-Awlaki promote on a daily basis, there seems to be room in the minds of all these people to try to use all these technologies to further their goals, which are attacks, which means there is the need on our side to try to prevent them. So in many cases, new things are being invented to deal with things that we already know how to deal with, mm-hmm. but the new things just do it differently or maybe do it faster. That's what I've come face to face with in the years that I've been doing this, the last 5 years or so, is that there are so many different things happening so quickly, sometimes people just aren't aware of what's available already. And something else new comes up, or something, a new fix is created to essentially deal with something that can already exist.
So there may be that redundancy of effort involved.
Yeah, and David Gompert, the acting director of the director for the Director of National Intelligence for the Office of Director of National Intelligence, sent out a statement, and his statement says, "Yes, we're aware of these redundancies, but we're promoting redundancies in some cases because they want to avoid." Single-track thinking. They want to avoid gaps in thinking, and they also want to encourage some overlap amongst agencies to make sure that that whole problem of stovepiping that many believe led to 9/11 doesn't exist anymore, or at least is limited, or at least policed.
We're talking with National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. Let's talk about ODNI and its role. The ODNI is supposed to be in charge of all of this. They're supposed to be the overseers and the traffic cops, as it were. You go over here, you handle this. This is your job over here. That kind of thing.
Let's look at this realistically. The ODNI is having some significant problems doing what it was set up to do, as you say. Yes, they were. But one of the real problems is it's being hamstrung by none other than the administration itself. And there are many people in the ODNI or in the intelligence community that will tell you how frustrated they are because they're not able to talk about basic things which basically represent successes, basically represents where they are. And that's come about because of some very tight reins being held on them by folks down at 1600. The president's advisor, John Brennan, and others are essentially telling them, look, we don't want you to go out there and do this. We want to be able to do this ourselves. This is one of the reasons why many say Dennis Blair left the agency. So you have the situation where the ODNI is doing a number of things, that projects that were started by previous directors that were designed to do certain things. But since they're not out there talking about these things to some degree, not saying they need to be out there spilling secrets, but at least keeping people plugged in to what it is they're doing, it appears as though they're out there doing a number of things that are just burgeoning, with programs and people and processes that aren't being dealt with. But in fact, the ODNI, Mike McConnell, came out in 06 with a plan to basically change the mindset of the organization from a need-to-know kind of organization to a responsibility to share. That also included some other minor steps along the way. And in the process of doing that, the need for other people and other programs, as I understand it, has been necessary. But not explaining it to people makes this Washington Post thing look like, okay, it's been done in secret, it's been done in the closet. So again, like I said, I don't believe that some of the folks down at 1600 are helping the IC in its quest to do its job, because it makes it look like they're doing everything in the dark.
One last question about where this might go from here. It seems as though whenever you see an evolution that comes about so quickly because of an event like 9/11, that there's a quick growth and then having to figure out where all the pieces fall. I'm thinking like with DHS, for example, a huge agency that is still finding its way. It's young. You know, it's still figuring it out. Is that what we're witnessing here, too, that there's a new mindset, much like what you described with the difference between, holding on to your information versus sharing your information, the whole philosophy and all of these things changing, plus a growth in what you very rightly described as an industry? Are we seeing them find their way?
No, Amy, I don't think so. I think what we're seeing here is the convergence of capitalism and the fact that terrorists, their goal, mm-hmm. Bin Laden and Alaki's goal, their goal is to bleed America dry of treasure and whatever else they can. So what you have here is a convergence of those two things, and we should not forget this. I'm reminded quite often by folks like Mike Scheuer, former CIA Osama bin Laden unit chief, and other people who work in this area. They remind us that what you have here are people, companies looking to make money, companies with technologies and with ideas and great ideas and great technology, great developments that can help in the world of technology and in the world of intelligence gathering, analysis, and dissemination. But you also have the bad guys for every single improvement that the good guys make. The bad guys come up with a fix as well. So what you have here is the convergence of who's got the latest and who's got the best, is whose turn is it to do something next, and it keeps going and going and going and going and going. And that's really, I don't really think this is so much about this the Homeland Security community finding its feet. It's been out there for 10 years. It doesn't, it's heading into the preteen years now. So let's be straight about this. This is more about people seeing opportunities to make money, and ideas. It is an area of government that is growing, and checks and balances are necessary. And Gumpert, to his credit, in his statement, did say, we're keeping a close eye on this. We're reforming ourselves to make sure that we can provide policymakers, warfighters, and homeland defenders quickly what they need, quantity, quality, etc. But I do think they're taking a very close look at what it is that they've gotten themselves into over the years.